Right now, though, we're going to talk about the Munster final, and it was a comprehensive win in the end for Kerry against Cork yesterday in a packed Fitzgerald Stadium. 32,000 people, lots of them from Cork, looking at this match, heading to this match. A great weekend weather-wise as well, on every other level as well. And they saw Kerry beat Cork on both counts, the ladies and the men's. Short for coming in here, I spoke to Tim Moynihan and first put it to him that despite the strong opening half, Kerry took over in the second half and Cork really had no answer to them.
Very true, Gerry. That's the, you know, that first quarter of the game, you said Cork were moving well, their inside line, Mark Cronin, Chris Oak Jones and Sherlock, and they were causing a lot of problems to the Kerry full back line. Quick ball going in, but it's like they faded out after that, Gerry, and you know, Kerry winning a lot of breaking ball in the middle of the field, midways through that first half. And you know, the big thing as well, Gerry, in that first half, Cork were playing with a very strong wind, but it was very, it was hard enough to negotiate as well. It was swirling, but you didn't realise it up where we were in the commentary position. But when you down on pitch side, you'd know that it was, as Jack described it, a 15 or at wind, either way. But look, it just, they kind of, they were lacking ideas, I thought, after that. And, you know, they've serious midfielders in Colm O'Callaghan and Ian McGuire. And it took a while for Ian to get into the game, but I suppose we have to compliment the likes of Mark O'Shea and Sean O'Brien. I thought Sean O'Brien, as Jack alluded to after, he was doing this stuff in training, win a lot of ball. He won a lot of primary possession, which helped Kerry's cause well. But Kerry were very patient and great ball control when they were playing against the wind in the first half. And at times, actually, I don't know if you noticed it, Gerry, but David Clifford was looking for that ball inside. He wanted to take on O'Mahony one and one, but the wind was so strong, it was very difficult to get the ball into him. But yeah, I thought they were very good. You know, the likes of Armin Heinrich running into the pocket, popping up with scores. And the one guy that's standing out for me, Gerry, has been the find of the season. And hopefully he can back it up with the next performance. I think he can, is Keith Evans. He brings something else from a corner forward position that in the current game, he's the perfect find for. He picks up a lot of breaking ball. He's got speed. He covers every blade of grass. And, you know, he can pack it with scores as well. So things like that have helped Kerry's cause. And I suppose the one thing we're finding out, Gerry, that look at the big names that are missing. Shawnee O'Shea, Shane Ryan, the keeper, Tom O'Sullivan, Paul Murphy, Breen O'Bugley, Graham O'Sullivan, Joe O'Connor. But Gerry, we're identifying it. We probably wouldn't identify it if these guys were available. We've strengthened depth, Gerry, without getting carried away with it. Because if that was any other team in the country, Gerry, they'd be struggling big time. And that's, you're definitely right when you say that. Cork thought it was an opportunity to take advantage of so many of the big players missing from Kerry. But guys are standing up and they're standing up big time, Gerry.
Yeah, they are. And from that point of view, yesterday, like it was a very good test because of what's to come. But is it unfair, Tim, just before we talk about the instance of the game, to look at this, or can you not look at this in without looking in the context of this season, how it's organised? The fact that the Donegal game is obviously at the forefront of the minds of the All-Ireland series. But did that affect things, you think, in any way?
I think it did, Gerry. And I know Jack said it again, I'm reading to his post-match interview, that there was only one team in their mind, Cork, and which you have to give respect to the provincial final. But outside of having the medal, Gerry, there's no bonus for going forward. No. Other than if you win it, you want to get into that winning habit. You're on a losing streak. But definitely the idea of the draw being on before the Munster final took part definitely took away from it. And that's why I say that Cork travelling numbers, you know, there was something like 32,000 patrons that they outnumbered us, Joey. Your sea of red, you know, coming up Lewis Road, the town, and was brilliant. It was like old time. Yesterday's number in Fitzgerald Stadium combined the last 2 years, Kerry and Cork crowd-wise. So that'll tell you that how small a crowd we were getting with the last couple of years. But if Cork will always come in force if they think they have a chance. And they love coming to Killarney. We know that down through the years. But I think it did take away a bit from it. Because if you would have, say, I don't know what the state of injury to Shawnee O'Shea this minute, but if Shawnee was 80-20 fitness-wise, you wouldn't risk Shawnee yesterday. Because the last thing we want, Gerry, is Donegal coming down beating us in our own backyard. They beat us in the league. From a psychological view, going forward, and possibility we could meet again. But you don't, and Jack had to mind players yesterday as well. But and we can't take it away from the players that have come in, and it strengthened that panel as well. So, you know, it might work up out in Jack's favour. Suddenly he's getting players back, but you need the likes of Joe O'Connor, you need Shawnee now getting games under their belt. And you'd hope, I don't know what the state of play is, who would be available. He hoped to get two or three back. It's great to see Gavin White as well, you know, coming off the bench probably earlier than he thought yesterday. And then when Mike Breen got injured, and I know he came back on, and you see Sean O'Brien again. Paddy, a slight pull in the hamstring. So it was safety first. And Jack is definitely looking at the Donegal game big time.
Yeah, he certainly was. Look, and obviously there's fellas putting their hands up for places on those teams. Yesterday's performance, like, who stood out for you? Did Michal Burns make a claim yesterday in particular, the way he played? Very hard running, won some tough ball, chipped in with a point and did what was asked of him.
Yeah, I think he did, Joe. Because at one stage the ball dropped inside the square, he was picking it from in front of Shane Murphy. He did brilliantly yesterday and really put out, you know, and it's given an opportunity to these guys. I mentioned Keith Evans already, Jory Armin, Heinrich, I hope his injury is not serious. He's really fitting into that halfback position. But if the strength is what you have on your bench, Jory, and it's something that Kerry haven't had in years, Tony Brosnan coming on and kicking five points, Jory. And he's a guy, and I know Tony, the way he worked, Tony wants to start. It's fine to have a player coming on, but what can he have an impact? And that was a game changer yesterday when he came on. And, you know, his effort. And I think we don't give him enough credit for that goal that David Clifford, you know, he drew the defender and his fisted pass had to go, 10, 15 yards for it to bounce. I think bounced twice in front of Clifford, and Clifford used all his strength and pace to beat Daniel O'Mahony coming in and, you know, stuck the goal away. But, you know, if you have players like that come on, it's going to ask questions of management when they meet us. You know, this bench is serious. We have to watch these guys. So, I think it's hot and heavy inside in training with Kerry as well, because there's this real competition for places now. And even the guys coming back, if they're not fully fit, the guy that's in their place, you know, already, you know, he's in a serious place, and he'll be trying to keep those guys off his back. So the one thing was noticeable yesterday was the kickouts, Jerry. Shane Murphy, not coming in for criticism, Shane, but the crowd were getting on his back because he was slow to, you know, with those kickouts. But as Amber said in commentary, guys must show for it as well. No, they did later on, and space starting to open up, because this guy, he can hit most players with his, you know, with his good kick out. But the crowd were getting on his back yesterday. But he was never pulled once by the ref for it. But guys must show out the field, because you're afraid now if you lose a kick out, it's a black mark at the side at half time when you go into the dressing room. But, you know, he's Shane Ryan is out injured, could be for the season, I don't know. But I think we're very lucky to have Shane Murphy, because the keeper is such a big, big part of the current game, Jory, isn't it? Getting your kick outs away at speed and setting up attacks. So a brilliant shot stopper as well, to be fair, Shane. So I'm delighted that things are moving on for him as well. Kerry would be quite happy with yesterday, I'm sure, Jory, big time.
Yeah. There will be that question about the injuries. Obviously, we had two Kerry players going off and coming back on again then, because it was a very physical encounter. You have Mike Breen and Dylan Casey, who came back into the defence. Several other players like Armin Heinrich having to go off for the game. It was a real worry or question of the walking wounded. Now, I'm sure the Kerry physical team and medical team will be working hard-pressed over the next couple of weeks to try and get everyone back. We did see that positive then of a man who did come back in Gavin White and played well when he came on.
Yeah, Jory, did you see his run down in front of the O'Sullivan stand down into the Dalton's Avenue end? And I was saying, we were questioning, will his pace be gone back a bit again? Because he has suffered heavy injuries over the last couple of years, but it was lovely to see that run. And he came in right into the edge of the square and popped it over with the fist over the bar. That's very important going forward. And we have to compliment another man, Jory, as well, the Templin O-man. I thought Tyke Morley was solid yesterday. You know, he picked up a lot of great. He used all his physical strength out, you know, driving past players. And he's a guy that had to try hard this year. There's players missing. He was involved in the McGrath Cup. He's involved right throughout the league, and he played centre back and wing back. And it was nice to see him. So you have that cover. But the likes of Graham O'Sullivan and Breen O'Bugley, you want these guys having game time now. You're right in the thick of it now, Jerry.
Yeah.
When you think about it, the All-Ireland Series starts next Saturday week in Fitzgerald Stadium. So, Jack, you know, it's kind of similarities to last season, Jerry. when you know down in Cork, it always seemed to be Cork we're picking up injuries. But yeah, all those guys, the Barry Dans of this world, you know, got injured. Paul Gainey that day, down in Parky Cave, likewise Paddy Clifford. But then guys started to come back, and they came back at the right time. And Jack will hope to beat Donegal, because the big thing, Gerry, you don't want to go through another door where you have to play two games, because the more time you have, the more time you have for these players to recover. So it's all calculated now, Gerry.
Yeah.
And it's a very
congested season means injuries, more games, more injuries, the more pressure you're under.
Yeah. Yeah, and plus the fact you're inside and training, and you're taking strips off one another, you know, yeah, fighting for places, because you're not spared. You can't be going in playing table tennis inside and training, Gerry. You have to let fellas know, I want that place, I want that 15 jersey, I want that 6 jersey. So, you know, they can't just stand off each other. So that's the chance again. And Jack was asked as well after the game again. He was on about the you know, the condensed season, the compact season, and then the club thing here in Kerry. But the thing is, you know, a lot of guys are getting injured in the Kerry camp as well.
Yeah.
But look, on the same token, we're just fortunate, Gerry, that we've a number of good footballers. Because as I said at the start, Gerry, if there was any other county, take one or two of their big players out, you're struggling straight away. So we must give credit to Kerry, to Jack O'Connor, his management team, and the players we have at our disposal at this minute. So you'd hope that a few players will be back for the Donegal game. This is the biggest game in a long time outside. I know we're all Ireland champs and everything, but Donegal are still, you know, planted in our minds. And what happened in the league final, that should go out the window. You park that. But I want Kerry to win against Donegal of all the games, because you don't want them to come into your own backyard. I know we've a great record in Fitzgerald Stadium in playing championship. We want to keep that at the level we have it at the minute, Gerry, because they're going to come in fresh. Donegal are watching this, they're prepping. They have a week more prep now for Kerry than other teams, and they're not going through that tough slog in an Ulster championship. So we need all guns blazing in a couple of weeks' time. You'd hope that Paddy will be fine again. Hope that the likes of Shawnee is back. He's our big leader, and a number of the other players as well. I don't know what the state of play either is with Tom O'Sullivan. So it's just unfortunate, yeah, we're picking up a lot of injuries, but we also have to be very, very complimentary of the players coming in.
Yeah. How will Cork feel after this one finally, Tim? They'll obviously be disappointed. They would have, yeah, felt that they would have had a chance to win and get a first Munster in many years.
Yeah, Gerry, and you know, Cork, you know, and it was really coming back in Cork. They've done so well in the National League, and you know, they got stronger. They have Meath now at home, and Meath will be licking their lips that maybe after that performance yesterday of coming into Cork's own backyard and beating them. But it I won't say it'll set them back, Gerry, but there's big questions asked now of the Cork management and the players themselves as well, because you look at that full forward line yesterday, Gerry, and I mentioned already of Mark Cronin, Chris Oak-Jones and Steve Jones. They're serious players if they get the ball, but they need it fast, and they were just lacking ideas. And there was a fear factor as well with Cork. When they were playing into the wind in the second half, they were just going around the arc and coming back, coming forward. Nobody was taking running off the shoulder, and I couldn't understand that. Hopefully, as far as Cork is concerned, they've learned from yesterday, but I won't say it set them back, Gerry, but they will be asking questions. Why are we like this? Because they came down yesterday to have a right cut at Kerry. They said it was a perfect opportunity when you see the big players missing, and they couldn't put Kerry away. And that was, and you know, it's getting further and further away each year by them. A long time now since they've won the Munster Championship. And I see them complaining this morning as well about their hurlers. They need to get a return from their hurlers as well. So it's a big county. It's a big sporting county. But you'd hope that they get a nice run now. They're our next door neighbours, and you want them. And if Cork are good in Munster, Gerry, it's good for us as well. It's a good test for us, because we don't want to go cold into games. But yesterday there was a nice test for a while, but Kerry just, you know, that second half that Kerry just took over, you know. Just one mention, Gerry, our Kerry Miners are out tonight, a game that they'll have to win to move on to.
Yes.
And plus a big game on, this is the future of Kerry football on Wednesday night as well. Kerry playing Roscommon in an All-Ireland semi-final.
Over 20 semi-final, yeah.
Great, so it's big. These are the guys coming forward, and hopefully they're the future. We've been very selfish down here, Gerry. We want it every year, I suppose.
We do. Tim, thanks a million. Lots to look forward to this week and next week again. Thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Ger.
Yeah, there you go. That is the Tim Moynihan there commentating with Ambrose O'Donovan in Killarney yesterday for the Munster final. How was your experience? What are your views on Kerry after their win of the Munster title, the Paddy O'Shea Cup? And it was a nice moment to see his grandson presenting the trophy to his dad, Paul Ganey, yesterday after the game. Listeners getting in touch. Killarney looked great yesterday. The setting was absolutely fantastic. The pitch in great condition. Weather fantastic. Great for local tourism. There's huge crowds in Killarney for yesterday.